Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 19 October, 2025, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified all of your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, the last point we saw in the immutability of God, God is unchanging and unchangeable. He is neither capable of nor susceptible to change, and therefore he is perfect and absolute stability. And the verse we have with Malachi 3, verse 6. And in that verse, God's immutability with regard to the nation Israel and the Jewish people is clearly given. Malachi 3, 6. I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O descendants of Jacob, Israel, the Jewish people, you are not destroyed. That is, God has a plan for Israel. God has a plan for the Jewish people. The unconditional covenants, Abrahamic, Palestinian, Davidic, and New Covenants. And therefore, every time you see a Jew, it should remind you of the immutability of God. God does not change. There are people, the entire world, anti-Semitism is worldwide, worldwide. Sad to say, anti-Semitism is all over in America. And it's at universities. All over the United States, universities, professors, students, they are anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. The fellow running for the mayor in New York City, if Prime Minister Netanyahu comes, he's going to have him arrested for crimes against humanity. We are so, Prime Minister Netanyahu is fantastic. And I'll say, with all the anti-Semitism in this country, all of the hatred toward Jewish people, our president has been the best president in the history of the United States. No president has shown more grace and blessing to Israel than Donald Trump. And Prime Minister Netanyahu and Donald Trump, well, I love Prime Minister Netanyahu. He wants to have the Donald Trump win the Nobel Peace Prize. Now he should. He should. He's done what nobody else has been able to do, but only, I want you to realize, it's not going to be a peace forever. It's It might not last much more than a few more weeks. You never know. It started out. But there is going to be all kinds of wars and rumors of wars until Jesus Christ returns. Hot wars and cold wars. There's going to be wars in the Middle East all the way until Jesus Christ comes back at the second advent. And we got coming up Armageddon. And the nations from the kings of the north, Russia and Iran, will come in to wipe out Israel. The communist Chinese will come in. Kings of the east will come in to try to destroy and wipe out Israel. The pan-Arabic bloc, and that includes Hamas, Hezbollah, Turkey, all of them will come in to try to destroy Israel and the nation, Israel, the Jewish people, and then the revived Roman Empire with the Antichrist. They'll all come in to the Middle East, to the Valley of Megiddo, and their objective is to wipe out every Jew from the face of the earth. And right now, Israel is a magnet for satanic anti-Semitism. And anti-Semitism is totally satanic, 100% satanic. Sad to say, but it's all over in our nation. And the only thing right now, Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless Israel. I will curse those who curse Israel. And right now, our president is blessing Israel. And that might be the only reason why the fifth cycle of national discipline hasn't hit America. Because if that changes, we're done. We're toast. We're out of here. Now, this is President Trump's last time in office. Then there will be somebody else come in after this term. If we go to the left, the far left, the socialists, the communists, I know one thing, we are in trouble. And two, look up, because I think the rapture is very close. Nobody knows when the rapture is, but I think it's very, I would like to see the rapture even before I get my jiffy knees, you know. Now, there's a lot of people in the church, they can't come here because this is hurting and that's broken down and this isn't, and I got this problem. Well, hell, I got a lot of problems too. Everybody in here walks better than I do. Y'all walk better than I do. I can barely walk. I almost fall down without doing anything. But I don't care. It hurts. Yeah, the pain. Big deal. It's just pain. So what? It's just pain. And so I come here, and when I'm teaching, I still feel the pain, but anyway, I love teaching God's Word. All right. So, God is unchanging and unchangeable. He is neither capable of nor susceptible to change, and therefore He is perfect and absolute stability. Psalm 33, verse 11. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of His heart through all generations. Psalm 33, 11. Now, philosophies come and philosophies go and are constantly changing. But the Word of God is immutable. The Word of God is immutable. And Jesus Christ is the Logos, the living Word. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ is the living Word. The living Word is immutable and the written Word is immutable. Point 3. Heaven and earth will change and pass away, but God is immutable and God will never change. Heaven and earth will change and pass away, but God is immutable and He will never change. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, starting at verse 8. Hebrews 1, verse 8. But of the Son, He says, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of Your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. And therefore God, the Lord Jesus Christ, thy God, God the Father, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy companions. And you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the beginning, did lay the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Your hand. And they will perish. Heaven and earth will perish. The universe is going to perish. But You remain, and they all will become old as a garment. And as a mantle, You will roll them up as a garment. They will also be changed. But You are the same, and Your years will not come to an end. Immutable. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will never pass away. And then James chapter 1. Turn over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, we'll start at verse 16. Stop being deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. James 1, 16 and 17. So heaven and earth will change and pass away, but God is immutable and will never change. Point four. The immutability of God means that He can never compromise His essence. The immutability of God means that He can never compromise His essence. So that means, subpoint one, not one attribute of God can change or will ever change. Sovereignty, righteousness, justice, love, eternal life, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, immutability, veracity. Not one attribute of God can change. Two, His absolute righteousness and perfect justice, the foundation of the very throne of God, and the watchdog over all of His attributes, makes certain that no attribute of God will ever change. His absolute righteousness and perfect justice, which makes up the foundation of the throne of God, and the watchdog over all of His attributes, makes it absolutely certain that no attribute of God will ever change. 3. The immutability of God means that he cannot compromise his integrity, his virtue, his holiness, his absolute righteousness and perfect justice. The immutability of God means that he cannot compromise his integrity, virtue, holiness, that is his absolute righteousness and perfect justice. Four, immutability means a holy God cannot change in order to allow sinful man into heaven. Immutability means a holy God cannot change in order to allow sinful man into heaven. God is holy. Absolute righteousness and perfect justice. God's not going to change. But we have to change. We have to change. Through faith in Jesus Christ. So point 5. Since God cannot change and will not change, man must change. Man must change. Man must change from minus R to plus R. God's imputed righteousness. How? Through faith in Jesus Christ. So man changes from minus R to plus R through faith in Jesus Christ. And man changes from being a spiritual baby to spiritual maturity by living the spiritual life. Five, God's word is immutable. The written word is immutable. The living word, Jesus Christ, is immutable, same yesterday, today, and forever. The written word, the word of God, is immutable. Isaiah 40, verse 8. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 40, verse 8. Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalm 119:89, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. 1 Peter 1:25, the word of the Lord abides forever. And this is the word which was proclaimed to you. So God's word is immutable, and of course we know the living word, Jesus Christ, is immutable, the same yesterday, today, and forever, but the written word is immutable. 6. God is immutable, but not immobile. Immutable, but not immobile. What do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked. 1. The immutability of God means that he cannot change his own essence, his own attributes. The immutability of God means that he cannot change his own essence, his own attributes. Not that he cannot act as his divine essence dictates. The immutability of God means that he cannot change his own essence or attributes. It does not mean that he cannot act as his divine essence dictates. So, 2, God is immutable, yet able to evaluate different situations in different ways. God is immutable and yet able to evaluate different situations in different ways. So, point three, when man changes, God seems to change. But in reality, God remains consistent with his own essence, his own attributes. So when we change, when man changes, God seems to change, but in reality, God remains consistent with his own essence. And we change. You change. You can make bad decisions. You can get out of fellowship with God. You can live your life by the lust patterns of your sin nature. You can live in Satan's cosmic system. And then God and his righteousness and perfect justice disciplines you. He spanks you. Warning discipline, intensive discipline. If you don't change, dying discipline. We can also make good decisions. Good decisions for God, for the Word of God. We can make good decisions to place our faith in Jesus Christ. We can make good decisions to assemble in a sound Bible teaching church and not forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the habit of many is. But you can make good decisions to believe in Christ, to assemble in a sound Bible teaching church, to assemble in humility and positive volition, and place your faith and believe the Word of God, and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And then God sends to you fantastic blessings. And when you attain spiritual maturity and have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, God will pour out on you greater grace blessings, an entire package, six categories that we've gone through and taught many, many times. Six categories in the greater grace blessing package. And the greatest of all of them, the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. The opportunity to glorify God in times of suffering as well as in times of good health or prosperity. God then pours out these fantastic blessings on the winner believer. So, when you make bad decisions, God disciplines you. You make great decisions to live the spiritual life by the grace and power of God, God pours out fantastic blessings. It seems that God has changed. God hasn't changed at all. He is the exact same God, exact same attributes, exact same holiness, righteousness, and justice. So when man changes, God seems to change, but in reality, God remains consistent with his own essence. For when we change, God merely brings into view a different aspect of his unchanging person and plan. When we change, God merely brings into view a different aspect of his unchanging person and plan. Five, but God himself does not change with regard to his very essence, his attributes, who and what he is. But God himself does not change with regard to his very essence, his attributes. Six, the immutability of God means the absolute righteousness and perfect justice of God never change. The immutability of God means the absolute righteousness and perfect justice of God never change. Therefore, point seven, what the righteousness of God accepts, the justice of God blesses. What the righteousness of God accepts, the justice of God blesses. Eight. What the righteousness of God rejects, the justice of God judges. So what the righteousness of God accepts, the justice of God blesses. What the righteousness of God rejects, the justice of God judges. 9, the fact that God meets one set of circumstances with discipline and another set of circumstances with blessing does not mean that his immutability is compromised. The fact that God meets one set of circumstances with discipline and another set of circumstances with blessing does not mean that his immutability is compromised. So, point 10, man is always changing, but God is immutable in his essence and remains the same. Man is always changing, but God is immutable in his essence, his attributes, and remains the same. Point 7. For eternal salvation and blessing, man must change. Man must change, not God. Man must change. For eternal salvation and blessing, man must change, not God. That means, one, man must change his thinking about Jesus Christ and believe in him. Faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Man must change his thinking about Jesus Christ and believe in him in order to receive eternal salvation. Two, man changes from condemnation to justification through faith in Jesus Christ. Simple faith in Jesus Christ. So man changes from condemnation to justification through simple faith in Jesus Christ. Likewise, point 3, man changes from being a spiritual baby. You see, at that moment you believe in Christ, you're a baby. You're a spiritual baby. Now, you might be 90 years old, but you're a spiritual baby. And I've had people who believed in Christ. They were in our church for quite some time, but when they believed in Christ, they were already up there. They were older. I won't say they're old, but they were, 105, getting up there. And then, you know what? When some of those people believed in Christ, they were here every single class. Put many of you to total shame. They were here every single class. Never missed. And I believe Rudolph Valentino de Paris had the gift of evangelism. Because Rudy, everywhere Rudy went, he gave the gospel. Everywhere he went. Whether it was get a haircut, whether it was going to out to a restaurant, anywhere, he gave the gospel to every waitress, every waiter, everyone. And it was fun to see. But he didn't believe in Christ till he was I don't know how old exactly he was, 70s, 80s, when he believed in Christ. Fantastic. And I loved him. I loved Rudy. He was absolutely fantastic. And he made it all the way to spiritual maturity. He was absolutely great. Now, only thing, when Rudy would come in, we would take time for silent prayer and rebound if necessary. The only problem was Rudy would pray out loud and just about condemn everybody in the church while he was in his rebound. So we had to tell Rudy, be silent prayer, silent. So man changes, likewise, man changes from being a spiritual baby at salvation to being a spiritually mature believer by making good decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. But we must do the changing. We must do the changing if we are to be blessed by God. And the only way to change in the right direction is to make good decisions, to grow up in the grace orientation and knowledge, doctrinal orientation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, fulfilling the mandate of 2 Peter 3:18. The only way to change in the right direction is to live the spiritual life by the grace and power of God, the filling of the Holy Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, consistently and faithfully assembling in a sound doctrinal teaching local church and getting maximum metabolized doctrine in our hearts. So 4, man is always changing. We are either going forward, advancing to spiritual maturity, or we're going backward into reversionism and Satan's cosmic system. But man is always changing. We're either going forward, advancing to spiritual maturity, or backward into reversionism and Satan's cosmic system. 5, but God is immutable in his essence and always deals with us on his absolute righteousness and perfect justice, his essence and attributes, which never, ever change. That's the immutability of God. And that brings us to the last attribute of God, the veracity of God. And we'll start with the veracity of God next Sunday with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your magnificent grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.